This is Vatican Radio. I'm Christopher Wells. The United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, along with the International Organization for Migration, said on Tuesday that more than 1 million people had fled to Europe over the course of the past year. In a press release, the UNHCR said the number of people displaced by war and conflict is the highest seen in Western and Central Europe since the 1990s. Approximately half of those entering Europe were fleeing the conflict in Syria. Afghans accounted for about 20% of the total, with Iraqis representing another 7%. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, said it's important to recognize the positive contributions that refugees and migrants make to the societies in which they live, and also to honor core European values, protecting lives, upholding human rights, and promoting tolerance and diversity. William Lacy Swing, the Director General of the International Organization for Migration, added, "We know migration is inevitable, it's necessary, and it's desirable." But he said, "It's not enough to count the number of those arriving, or the nearly 4,000 this year reported missing or drowned. We must also act," he said. "Migration must be legal, safe, and secure for all, both for the migrants themselves and the countries that will become their new homes." Europe has struggled to formulate a united response to the unprecedented number of migrants and refugees, with agencies such as the UNHCR and the IOM attempting to coordinate the emergency response. I'm Christopher Wells.